It's story time with Rasheen Pear, and today the name of our story is The Prince Who Could Not Laugh, written by Jeff Chatzman, from the book Stories from Nearby and Far Away, Year 3, Term 1. Let's find out what happens. Once upon a time, there was a little prince. His father was the king of the country, and his mother was queen. They lived in a big palace. The little prince had everything he could want. He had many clothes. He had a big yard to play in. And he also had many wonderful toys. But something was wrong with this little prince. He always looked sad. He never laughed. And he never smiled.
"I don't know what is wrong with our little son," said the queen. "He's not happy. He never laughs. I hate to see him like this."
"Yes," said the king. "I hate to see it too. I think I will call the doctor. The doctor is wise. He will tell us what is wrong with him. The doctor will make him laugh."
Later in the day, the doctor came to the palace.
"Doctor," said the king, "I want you to have a look at my little boy. He never laughs. I want you to make him laugh. If you don't make him laugh, you will not be my doctor again."
After that, the doctor went to look at the little boy. He looked at his eyes. He looked at his mouth. He also looked at his nose. But the little boy did not look sick, and the doctor did not know what was wrong.
"Why don't you laugh?" said the doctor to the little boy. "What's wrong with you?"
The little prince looked sad.
"There's nothing wrong with me," he said. "It's just that I don't see anything to laugh about."
The doctor walked out of the room.
"I can't find anything wrong with your little boy," said the doctor.
"What?" said the king. "You cannot make him laugh, and I thought you were so wise. Do not come to this palace again."
That night, the king and the queen talked again.
"We must do something about our little boy. We need to make him laugh. He's looking so sad," said the queen.
"Yes," said the king. "He needs to laugh. This time, I will call for the man with the monkey. The monkey can do many things. The man and the monkey must make our little boy laugh."
The next day, the man and the monkey came to see the little boy. The monkey could do many funny things. It could stand on its head. It could turn over on its back. It could also make funny noise come out of its nose. The king, the queen, and the prince all watched the monkey. The king and the queen laughed and laughed, but the little boy still looked sad. He stood there and watched, but he just would not laugh. The king looked at his little boy. He saw that the boy was still sad.
"The man and the monkey must leave," said the king. "They cannot make my little boy laugh."
Now the king and the queen did not know what to do. Their little boy was still sad and nobody could make him laugh. The next morning, the palace was very quiet. The king was working. The queen was still sleeping. The little boy was standing at the window. The little boy looked out the window. There he saw the monkey in the street. The monkey was running after a dog. The dog was running after a cat. And the cat was running after a rat with a piece of meat in its mouth. Around and around they ran. After a while, the rat jumped on the back of the monkey. The monkey jumped on the back of the dog. All of them ran after the cat. Suddenly, the little prince started to smile. Then he started to laugh. He laughed and laughed.
"Wake up, wake up," said the king to the queen. "Our little boy is laughing."
"Wonderful," cried the queen. "Now I know there's nothing wrong with him."
And every day after that, the little boy stood and looked out his window. Sometimes he saw something to laugh at. Sometimes he did not. But he always looked outside, all the same. The end.